Hey there, just a quick heads up. We're not doctors and this isn't medical advice. We're just sharing what's worked for us. So as always, check with a healthcare professional before making any changes. All right, let's get into it. Hey, hey, welcome back. Thanks so much for joining today. We are going to be talking about some sourdough bread today.
Sourdough.
Yes, I know you've seen that TikTok. It's like one of my favorite TikToks right now. I love the guy. He talks about sourdough bread.
And white women.
Yes, we're two white women. I know, it's perfect. And sourdough's made such a comeback lately, so I love it. Great topic.
Yes, but before we get into that great topic of sourdough bread, shout out to all my New York friends. Let's hear about, you know, the fact that yesterday was the first day I think we've not been together in quite a while. Like we've been together a lot lately.
Not just like a little bit, like 11 hour days sometimes.
Yes.
It's a long time.
Yeah. I think we see each other more than we see our husbands.
Thankfully yours is our non-paid producer. So we get to see him quite a bit, but it's right. Usually for running into a tech difficulty or something.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. So what did you do yesterday when you missed me? I know you missed me, but.
Of course I missed you. Absolutely. I didn't get my Dallas fix, even though we connected via phone quite a few times. So I still got a little bit of it, but I went to Costco.
Oh, your favorite store?
You know it's my favorite store.
Do you eat all the snacks? Like, do you go buy them?
I didn't have any yesterday. I don't know. I think I went right when they opened. So it was probably wrong for me, but I do. I love that. They didn't have any out yesterday when we were there, but of course I made my Costco run. I went to our store and then made soap, worked in the garden, animals, you know, the same old, same old.
Yeah.
Every single thing.
Your routine.
My routine. Your routine.
It is
routine. Yes. Yes.
You love it?
Love it. I love it. I wouldn't change it.
Yeah.
Love it.
And now your kids are home too with the summer being here.
It is. My son works most days. Got his first job, but he's off the first couple of days this week, which was nice. He's enjoying it.
Yeah.
He was my helper yesterday.
Aw.
Yeah.
Well, I was.
It was a big day.
We did. We had a really big day. Yesterday was Faith's 10th birthday, double digits, golden birthday. For those of you that don't know what golden birthday means.
No.
Yeah. So golden birthday means that it's the day that you're born and the number that you are. So of course she had to have it, you know, go big or go home kind of birthday. And so we surprised her with a hot air balloon ride. So she had such a blast. She was just on cloud nine, really. Like we were up in the clouds and literally was on cloud nine. But what was so crazy about it is that I didn't realize that she had such a phobia of heights. And while we're up in the air, you know, looking over God's creation, she's like, you know, I really have been afraid of heights. And I've conquered it. And so I was so proud of her for that.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, she's loving the memories of it. She's talking about it with all her friends and she really enjoyed it. It was a really cool experience. I want to give a shout out to Roar Hot Air Balloons. They are a company here in the local area, the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And truly was, they literally every step, they thought of everything. They even got a birthday cake for when we landed. They had a little birthday cake for Faith with a candle with her favorite color, purple. It was just,
what a special day.
It really was. And they made it even more special. So I'm super thankful for that.
Sounds like a great day.
Yes, it really was. So sourdough.
Sourdough. Get into some sourdough bread. It is making a comeback. And I'm so thankful. Honestly, I mean, I love sourdough. You know that.
Yeah.
I've loved sourdough for a long time. Not only just the taste of it, but I just love the overall health benefits. But it is definitely making a huge comeback. Really, I would say last 4 or 5 years or
yes.
So. Not that it ever gone away, but I would say it definitely wasn't as prevalent. But so glad it's making a comeback. And really, that's what we're going to talk about today.
Yeah.
A little bit about the history. Really, what is sourdough? What makes it sourdough? And why is it making a comeback? And I know it's really the health benefits. And then also we're going to talk through how to not be duped. So
yes.
Share your story.
Yeah.
You were duped for quite a few years.
I was.
We'll talk through that. And then really high signature, if you want to, incorporate sourdough into your daily life.
Yes.
Yeah. So I know a lot of us, when we think of sourdough,
we typically think of that tangy, sour bread, but throughout history, really up until the 1800s or so, once commercial yeast was introduced or created, every single loaf of bread prior to that was actually sourdough. It just simply means it's made without using commercial yeast.
Yeah.
It's made with super simple, clean ingredients, minimal ingredients. Of course, you can add inclusions and you can fancy it up for sure, but in essence, it's just bread that doesn't have commercial added.
Yeah,
sourdough does not necessarily have to be that super tangy. No lime isn't super tangy and sour.
But it's just simple, easy, clean ingredients. The way, honestly, the way bread is designed to be.
Yeah, the way God intended. Yes. Truly, I think that, you know, three ingredients plus, you know, a little bit of time, which God's all about time, you know, us investing time in Him. And, you know, the sourdough, which has been around since the beginning of time,
yeah,
is, you know, all it requires is a little time to be made right. And obviously with the commercial yeast, that changed everything. It changed the whole game. And that happened around the Industrial Revolution. And the Industrial Revolution not only changed bread, but it changed so many other things, but specifically bread. It made it faster to make. And with that comes a lot more ingredients. And with a lot more ingredients causes, you know, there's a lot of names that you probably don't even, you can't even pronounce. And those are what's in your bread. And it's in all of the grocery stores. And unfortunately, it's wreaking havoc on our guts.
Yeah, we've gotten so far away and so far removed from just the basic, and not just bread, quite honestly, almost all of the food that's sold in grocery stores. So when you just think of the process and the ultra processed, but specifically since we're talking about sourdough and how not to get duped, with real true sourdough has, like I mentioned before, minimal ingredients. It's made with water, flour, and then salt. But then non-sourdough, because they sell a lot of dupes out here, is anything that has that commercial yeast included, even though it can be marketed as actual real sourdough.
That's so crazy. And it infuriates me.
It's a dupe.
Yeah. And you expect that in a grocery store, in the bread aisle, you're going to find, you know, just your everyday bread that's been around since we were kids, right? But then when you go to the bakery, you're like, wait a minute, like, this is going to be where, like, the real bread is. This is going to be where if you're wanting sourdough, that's where you should go to find it if you want true sourdough. And I was in the grocery store the other day. And again, I was duped for many, many, many years. And especially, you know, since I made this radical change in my health and everything, I wanted to make sure that I was eating the right sourdough bread. And of course, I'm in the aisle looking at sourdough bread and I'm like, wait a minute, this has like a million ingredients in it. It's got even all of the different oils, the palm oil, the sunflower oil, all these different oils that are, you know, not needed for real sourdough bread. But see, there's marketing loopholes. There's been no regulations. The marketing and the consumers are being duped. And it's because the manufacturers have no regulations. They can do whatever they want. As long as they don't make a medical claim, they can put it out there that it is sourdough bread, even though it's not your sourdough bread.
When you're missing all of the nutritional benefits, you're missing basically all the great things about sourdough and all the good health benefits that it provides. You're completely missing out on those. And so they're calling it sourdough bread when in truth, it's absolutely not sourdough bread at all. All they're doing is adding vinegar or citric acid to regular bread to give it a little bit of a tangy flavor and duping us into thinking it's actual sourdough, which is crazy. So there are ways to ensure that you are getting real sourdough. There's a couple different ways. So the first is bake yourself. What I do, I love to bake. It's super simple. When I started watching a lot of videos, trying to learn a little bit more about sourdough, there's a lot of complicated videos that are out there that I think they kind of overcomplicate the process. It does not have to be as intricate of a process as some of the videos portray. Now, there's a lot of videos as well out there that show that it is pretty simple. That's what's one thing that we're going to be doing. We're actually going to be uploading a tutorial. I'm going to teach Dallas how to make sourdough bread. And I'm so excited to turn you into a baker. We're going to upload a tutorial, a simple way. One of the ways that I found, because honestly, I'm just too busy to sit there and nurse a sourdough starter every 12 hours.
Right.
Got a super simple way that works great, makes a fantastic loaf of bread that we're going to be uploading a video that you can make yourself. Again, I love to bake. I did attempt to make the starter on my own, and I'll say I failed miserably. It did not work. So what I did was I found a local baker, purchased for $10, purchased a jar of sourdough starter directly from her. And then from there, I was able to continue just keep
keep that sorghum alive, continue to feed it, and then I'm able to constantly make sourdough.
And finding a good baker is always good. I have a really good baker, Amber. I can
tell. Yeah, I really like my favorite.
Yes, and her name starts with an A and it ends with an R. And
she doesn't charge you for your sourdough. She just brings it over to your kitchen for you.
Yes, she does.
Man, it's amazing.
And I pay her with smiles.
That's what it is.
And I give her back her bag.
And I get to arrange her pantry for free whenever else I want, right?
Yes, that's right.
It works out.
Yeah, it works out. It works out. So,
baking is not for you. There's other ways as well. I mean, again, I know baking, it does take time. The one thing with sourdough that I would say is different than other traditional bread, not that other traditional bread is wrong by any stretch. It's just gotten a little bit far removed. So when you see those 30 additives or you see those 30 ingredients, you can't pronounce half of them, right? That's where we're saying that you're missing all the nutritional benefit. And to your point, it's really wreaking havoc on your gut instead of nourishing your gut. But if you don't want to bake it yourself, find a local baker that does. As an example, the lady I bought the starter from, she bakes it as well. So if I didn't want to bake it, I could always turn to her or someone local and I could purchase it directly from them. And there are as well, there are bakeries out there. There are some grocery stores that sell true, authentic sourdough. You just have to ensure that you read that ingredient label. So flip that package over. And if it uses commercial yeast versus just that natural leaven process, then, you know, it's not actual true sourdough. And you're going to miss out on all the fantastic benefits that the health benefits that sourdough truly provides us.
Yeah, it's truly the why behind sourdough. I mean, really, it's your gut and the importance of your gut. I think, you know, gut is starting to make a name for itself. And people are starting to wake up and realize that that's where there is a gut-brain connection. And it actually is where 90% of the serotonin is housed. So the way you feel is directly related to your gut. So you better take care of it. Sourdough, what it does for you is it helps with the glycemic impact on your gut. It also helps digest gluten easier for people that are gluten allergies. They actually have a chance of eating some sourdough bread, and it's going to help keep your immune system strong, have better mental clarity. And I mean, so many benefits, truly. There's so many benefits out there for you and your gut and your brain.
Well, we need to let good bacteria in your gut as well. We need to nourish our gut because when we have a healthy gut, it helps impact almost every other area of our body. And sourdough is one of the easiest changes that you can make to ensure you are providing that good bacteria. Absolutely.
Good bacteria. It's hard to realize that there is good bacteria. And it's, you know, that's why it's so important that we feed it. And so just like feeding a starter and, you know, with your sourdough bread.
Yes.
So yes, I love sourdough bread. I personally like the tangy part of sourdough bread, but I just love it. I love all of the benefits of it. And, you know, now that I have a personal baker, I don't even have to make it. I can just call you up or see you the next day and say, hey, where's my sourdough bread?
Bring it over. So I'm going to teach you how to make specifically sourdough bread. So hopefully everyone, again, this is a quick, short episode of sourdough, but what we really want everyone to walk away with was one thing that was eye-opening to us is just how many dupes there are out there. You should be able to trust those labels. You should be able to trust the companies that you're purchasing from. But unfortunately, due to those loopholes, a lot of times we can't. So you want to make sure you read that label. And if making sourdough is not for you, find somebody local and they can make it. There's tons of bakers out there that provide that amazing sourdough to help nourish that gut.
Yes. And if you can't find one, I know one. And her name's Amber. So thank you so much for joining. And the name catches you, but the truth keeps you.
See you next.
See you next time.